Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So let the church say,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Amen. We're going back into the word of the Lord. We're talking about walking in divine health and healing. And the Lord wants us to be whole, as we've been talking about. We've been going over some scriptures, and we entitled them Divine Medication for Meditation. Divine Medication. Now, this is medicine for you. The Bible provides healing for us through the Word of God. And when we meditate on the Word, we think about it, we contemplate it, we put it over and over in our mind, because why? The Word is good for us. It's good for our spirit, our soul. And so to get the Word in us, we have to meditate on it. The Bible says that in Joshua, the Lord told him to meditate on the Word day and night. That means, you know, basically all the time we should have the Word of God before us, before our eyes. We can pray it. We can read it. We can have devotionals with the Word. We take one scripture and have a devotional. And so if you're believing God, or, you know, you really need a miracle, we all need miracles. Praise the Lord. And what do? We have to get in the Word of God. We have to know what the Word says. If there's a promise there, how will you know that that promise applies to you if you don't read it? You must read the Word. We must take the Word in. And it's not just enough to read it. We must allow the Lord to take it inside. You know, and it'll, when you begin to pray the Word, it becomes a part of you. After a while, that word comes up because you have taken the time to put that word in. And so I'm going to go back and read before I go further. Joshua 1:8. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to share in the word of God. And I ask you, Father, to anoint this word, bless it, and touch us today in a special way. Help us, Father, to take heed in what you're saying and apply this word to our lives. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Joshua 1:8, it says this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now we know God told Joshua to read this. He was encouraging him, because we know that Moses had just died. And so God knew that in order for Joshua to go on, he needed the word. And God had given the law through Moses. Now it was up to him to carry it further. Now, we have Bible. Jesus showed us what to do when he was on earth. It's in the gospel. Now, what we have to do, we have to take the word now, and we have to walk in it. Okay? So how do we do that? By what we're doing right now. So we're talking about divine healing, walking in healing and health and wholeness. because Jesus did come to make us whole. He came to save us. He also came to deliver, heal, set us free, okay? All those things. So now we have to take this word, amen, and allow the Holy Spirit to take it in. Yesterday, or on our last broadcast, we talked about, we were in the scripture, Mark 16, 15 through 18, and I'm going to review that scripture before I go further, because I believe that this is one of these scriptures we really need to understand and have a good grip of, okay? As a believer, we all need to make sure we're walking in this one. Mark 16, 15 through 18, it says simply, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All right? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. If you are a believer, these signs ought to follow you. They ought to follow your life. Praise the Lord. Okay? In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Powerful word this morning right here. Praise the Lord. Do you realize that where you walk every day, where you go every day, praise God, there's potential for miracles because you're a believer. Come on, somebody. You ought to be able to pray for someone that's sick. Amen. You don't have to wait for your pastor. You don't have to wait for the apostle. Come on, somebody. If you got the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit resided in you, number one, step one, because you're saved. You say, well, I don't know if I can do it. Are you a believer? If you are a believer, yes, you can. Praise the Lord. How are you going to get stronger? How are you going to know that the power of God is real if you don't do what the Lord says, okay? So this is the word of God. Amen. The signs ought to follow. You don't follow signs. The signs follow you. You're a believer. Take the word of God, beloved, and know that you can run with it. This is God's word. It's a promise. It's a sure thing. Praise the Lord. These signs shall follow the believer. I want you to get that in your spirit, because it's time for the church to really rise up and be the church that God wants us to be. Praise the Lord. We can't play around anymore. Too many people need help. We're in the last days. Jesus could come at any moment, any time. Amen. We still got a chance to work while it's day. Praise the Lord. Night, we know it's coming, and then no man can work. Praise the Lord. Now, let's run on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to begin at verse 13. All right. We're going to read 13, 15, 19, and 20. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 13 says, meats for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Very plain scripture. That means we're not to use our body to fornicate, commit adultery. It's absolute no, okay? We're not to use our body for those purposes, because when you do, you're sinning against your body. And verse 18 talks about that, that we're to flee fornication, okay? So these scriptures are very plain. When you read them, you can't twist them to justify. No, this is what it is. It is what it is. Praise the Lord. Verse 15 says this, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Strong language. Okay? But that's what happens when we commit a fornication, commit adultery, get in the spirit of whoredoms. These things are not of God. We're not to do it. Absolutely no. Okay? All right. Don't make excuse to sin. don't make excuse. All right. If you find that this is an area in your life that you are weak in, you need to get delivered. Get set free from it. Ask the Lord to deliver and heal you. Okay. There's an emotional damage there. Praise the Lord. Need to be healed. Praise God. Okay. Let's go to verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Okay? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, we glorify God in our body, okay? That's the shell part of us. We commit this body to God. And we also glorify him in our spirit, because the spirit is where God resides. So when the Lord comes into our life, he comes in our spirit and makes a change. The spirit of God is pure. The spirit of God is whole. There's no flaw in the spirit of God. None. Okay? All right. So when we draw from the spirit of God, he gives us the ability to live right. So we can't keep saying, I can't do it. If you're saying you can't do it, it's because you're not living right. You're not tapping into the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, because God gives us the power, gives us the strength. He tells us in his word that our temple is the body. Our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. In other words, the body is where the Holy Ghost resides. Your spirit is in your body. Okay, when your spirit leaves your body, you die. The spirit of God, amen, if he leaves us and we backslide, we go away from God. Spiritually, we die. Come on, somebody. But God is with us. He's with us to do us good. He's with us to strengthen us. Okay, so when we tap into this, this is a powerful scripture. This tells us how to live. This will bring healing. Okay, because when you, again, it talks about fornication. You read these other scriptures, it just tells you right where it is. Praise the Lord. When you commit, the spirit of fornication comes in, or you commit fornication, and, you know, what you're doing is you're sinning against your body. It causes sickness, disease. Come on, somebody. It's the truth. You know, all these type of immoral acts and things of this nature that people commit. It's wrong. I'm not here to go into that today. Praise God. It's a whole other message. Just to tell you that the Lord wants you healed. He does not want you sick in any kind of way. Praise the Lord. Now, let's run back over to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We thank God for every caller that's on the line. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you taking the time, amen, to be on broadcast with us this morning. We appreciate you so much. Praise God. Romans 8:11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. This is a powerful scripture, beloved. Don't you realize the spirit of God that dwells in you will quicken you? Yeah, think about that. Think about that. It will quicken you, quicken your mortal body. That's the same Holy Ghost that resides in us. God entrusts us with his spirit. That should not be taken lightly. Right there, we ought to shake loose from the filth of the flesh. Come out of sin. Come on out of it. Amen. Make up in your mind. You ain't going to let your mind take you where it don't need to go. Thinking negative thoughts. Not wanting to come up. Not wanting to pray. Come on, procrastinating. Dragging your feet. All these things will keep you in a state of complacency. Keep you in a state where you won't be effective with God. Because we get the scripture, and this is powerful. And the spirit of him, God's spirit resides in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why, you know, the Father loves us so much. He desires to walk with you, to walk with me. You ought to get up every morning saying, thank you, Jesus, that you're with me. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that you're with me today. Give me strength to endure. You ought to look at this word differently from today on, knowing that your Heavenly Father is with you. He will quicken you. Come on, make you alive. Bring healing. Oh, God, I love you. God, I praise you today for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go on over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you, set you apart. Okay? Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, whole, all together, spirit, soul, and body. Okay? And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless, oh my, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is powerful. Now, we talked a little bit about last night in our training session about being preserved, okay? And a salt we know preserves. God wants to preserve you, blameless. Want you whole in soul, in body, in spirit, okay? Unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. That means throughout your life, okay, to the coming of the Lord, either or, you need to be blameless. He wants to preserve you. He wants to make you whole. He wants to make sure that you're walking in healing. Oh, my God, I pray that you understand what God is doing for us in the Word. Praise the Lord. This Word is powerful. Amen. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to go around diseased. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if something is out of joint in your body, allow the Holy Spirit to bring healing. Father, I thank you for this word today. I thank you for what you're doing. Father, I ask that you touch those that may be sick in body, in mind, in soul. Father God, bring healing. Bring wholeness. Revelate your word and illuminate your word to us even more. Father, we thank you for your word. We appreciate you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Keep us, God. Keep our minds. Keep us, Father, in the love of God. Father, we thank you now, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you honor, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, my time is just about gone for today, but I thank God for his word. We're going to pick this up on our next broadcast, and we pray that the Lord will bless you and minister to you continually. Read through these scriptures again. Allow them to go down in your spirit. Meditate on them. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal even the more himself to you, that you may walk in victory, you may walk in health, you may walk in healing. Until our next broadcast, be blessed, beloved. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Church, man.